Hi again, everybody. It's time for another look at one of our favorite Christmas movies. I'm Frank Phillips, and today we're going to be looking at I'll Be Home for Christmas. It is out on DVD. I suspect it was originally a television movie. It looks like a made-for-TV movie. But it stars Ann Gillan, Robert Hayes, and Jack Palance. And it's about the town of St. Nicholas, Iowa, who has lost their doctor and is in danger of losing the town's hospital unless they can find another doctor. And so, at a meeting of the town council, the mayor, Sarah, has just announced that the latest candidate for doctor has turned them down. And they're naturally upset about that. It seems that the best chance they have for success is to encourage their favorite son, who happened to be Sarah's old boyfriend when they were in high school, who is a doctor in the big city, to return to St. Nicholas and become the town's doc. Well, there's a little bit of problem with that, and that is that Robert Hayes, who plays the town's favorite son, has lost his wife. He apparently was not able to save her, and so he is losing his nerve and really doesn't want to operate on anyone again because he is a surgeon. Well, his boss in the big city tells him, you know, take some time off, go home. Hi, Joe. My favorite canine companion, my faithful canine companion, Joey, is here. Say hi, Joe. They can't see you licking me. He's giving me kisses. What do you want? Huh? What do you want? Can you say hi? I'm busy. I'm doing a podcast. I'm on the radio. Okay? Okay, well, you just get up here and give me kisses while I continue then. Where were we? Okay, I think I remember. Robert Hayes' boss tells him to take some time off. So he takes his daughter and goes back to visit Jack Palance, or Jack Palance. Jack Palance, I guess, is how you pronounce it. Who plays his father in the little town of St. Nicholas, Iowa. Well, his daughter really doesn't want to go because the daughter, played by Ashley Gorrell, whose name is Jilly, the character's name is Jilly, says that her grandfather scares her. And like a lot of older men, he's gruff and sounds kind of gravelly. But when they get there, he makes friends with Jilly and shows her the big pig who is his pride and joy. And not long after that, the big pig gets sick. And he has to call for Sarah, who is the town veterinarian as well as mayor, to come and to look after this hog. Sarah shows up and pronounces the hog as being pregnant and going to have a litter of pigs. Well, as we follow that storyline, the mama hog has her pigs. One of them is the runt of the litter, and Jilly adopts the baby pig. In the meantime, Sarah does her best to convince Mike to come and be the town's doctor. Come home and be the town's doctor. But he's not willing to do that. And he lies. He says that he has a new job, a big promotion at the hospital. And we know that isn't true. So he goes back to the big city with Jilly, who now doesn't want to go before Christmas. She wants to stay for Christmas with Grandpa, and that doesn't work out. But Grandpa goes with him to the big city. And while he's there, he suffers a massive heart attack. And I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but this is one of my favorite movies at Christmas time. I'll Be Home for Christmas. I'm not a big Jack Palance fan. Robert Hayes has been in a lot of TV shows. And Jillian, of course, has been in several television shows. And the cast works well together. If you've ever lived in a small town, this is small town living at its best, where everyone knows each other and everyone hangs together, and it's a great community. I think you'd like it. I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's available on DVD, and I'm sure it'll probably be on some of the cable channels this year as well. I'm Frank Phillips, reminding you to check out my novel, Living in Victory. It's available on Lulu.com. Do a search for Living in Victory, or for my name, Terry Franklin Phillips Sr., and you can read the first several pages of the book, see if you'd like it. You can download it for just a little bit of money as a PDF file that you can read on your computer or any other tool you have that reads PDF files, or you can buy the paperback version of the book. But I think you'll like it. Hope you'll check it out. Living in Victory, available from Lulu. That's LULU.com. I'm Frank Phillips. You have a great holiday, and I'll talk to you later.